Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called The Night Gardener. It's by the Fan Brothers. The Fan Brothers. And I think they did. No, we're getting ready to read their very first book of theirs for us. By Terry and Eric Fan, and they did the art and the story. So, let's get right down to it. Today's story is read today by Mommy and
Gagu.
Gagu?
Gagu.
Mommy and Gagu. Here we go. The very first thing we see is a boy sitting on a log and an old man walking past him with a ladder and a carpet, maybe, and a bunch of sharp-looking tools. The Night Gardener. William looked out his window to find a commotion on the street. What is a commotion? It is a lot of noise and hustle and people and action all kind of happening at the same time. He quickly dressed, ran downstairs, and raced out the door to discover the wise owl had appeared overnight, as if by magic. William spent the whole day staring at it in wonder. What is the wise owl? How would you describe it? It's a tree. It is, in fact, a very fluffy, shady tree that someone has taken some sharp tools too, and they have shaped in the leaves of the tree an owl. It looks like the whole tree itself is an owl. It's beautiful, isn't it? And he continued to stare at it until it became too dark to see. And that night he went to sleep with a sense of excitement. There was something else that I'd like to point out about William. I happened to see where William is living. William is living in an orphanage. Do you know what that means? Yeah, that means that he doesn't have a mom and dad with him right now. He's waiting to hopefully find some. Let's see what happens. The following morning, William was not disappointed. And in this picture, there are two trees right next to each other. And someone has carved in, chopped, chopped, chopped through the leaves to shape a cat, all laying down in the tops of the branches of this tree. And it's so impressive that there are other cats that have come to check it out. And they're all underneath it, looking up at it, going, Each day, William discovered a new topiary. And that is what you would call this. That is the term that you use when you see a tree or a plant that has been carefully shaped into something else by some scissors or shears. Okay. So the next was a friendly rabbit, followed by a pretty parakeet. Do you know what a parakeet is? Yep, it's a bird. And then a playful elephant. And with each new sculpture, the crowds grew and grew. Something was happening on Grimlock Lane. Something good. And that's the name of the street, is Grimlock Lane. The next day, William dashed out of his home and followed the crowds, only to find the most magnificent masterpiece yet. And this, my friends, this book, the art, you gotta get it. I will link it on my Instagram. This is beautiful. It is a giant dragon. He kind of looks like Mushu from Mulan, doesn't he? And he's so beautiful, all the children in the neighborhood couldn't wait to climb up in there and check him out. Festivities continued long after the sun had set. And in the picture, we can see what they've done is they've hung some beautiful floating lanterns on the dragon. As William was about to head home, he spotted someone unfamiliar. And do you see who it is? It's the man from the very beginning with the ladder and the carpet and all the tools. Could it be? Oh, he's following the man. He's walking into Grimlock Park. The gentleman turned to William.
There are so many trees in this park. I could use a little help.
It was the night gardener. Under the light of the full moon, they worked deep into the night. And now we can see the man is teaching the boy how to make a topiary. He's showing him how to bend the branches and cut carefully. And they're sitting and talking. Oh, looks like the boy has fallen asleep. William awoke to the sound of happy families walking by. But look, he's done something else. He's left him something, hasn't he? And a gift from the night gardener. He left him his own pair of clippers so that he can trim the trees. And it says, for William. The whole town had come out to admire the night gardener's and William's hard work. Can you describe some of the things that he has made? A bear, a dinosaur, a giraffe and a whale and a rhinoceros. Everyone in town has come. Over time, the leaves changed. Oh, and then fell until there was no evidence that the night gardener had ever been to Grimlock Lane. Because, of course, in the wintertime, all the leaves fall, right? Yeah. But the people of the small town were never the same. And neither was William. I'm going to guess that William has learned a thing or two. Because now, in the very last picture of the book we see, what is he doing? He's making a fox out of some bushes. I think he's learned a new skill set, hasn't he? Yeah, super beautiful. And this, my friends, a beautiful story about how you can make a difference in the life of someone who might need it. And it is also the end.